Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, YouTube? Thought I'd get on today on a Tuesday, kind of in the late afternoon, and do a live podcast. Since I didn't get one in last week, I felt kind of bad about that. And it's getting ready to start to rain. I can hear it on the roof of this office. And what about nothing else really good to do. Hayes is sleeping. Huck's eating a snack, watching a movie. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. Before I get into that, if you guys have any questions, let me know in the comment section. I can get to them today, as long as Hayes stays asleep, which he usually sleeps for about an hour or so. If you notice, I didn't do an intro. I'm going to start just kind of mentioning my sponsors in the podcast instead of just doing that intro, and however they pop up organically. I'd like to start doing it that way for some selfish reasons, honestly. I think it'd be more... It's a little easier. The selfish reasons is because it's a little easier for me editing. I don't have to, at the end of the podcast, I got to edit in all the sponsor reads. But for you guys, I think it's going to be a little more palatable when it comes to the podcast, where if something comes up naturally about a sponsor, I can pitch them. And I do a bad job about giving you guys information about like sales or discount codes. So. I'm going to just start doing those kind of as I go on the podcast. I think it's a little more, there's a better way of doing it, but what's up, Zeke? What's up, Zank? What's up? I am. Hope everybody's doing good this evening. Was at the Osseo booth all weekend over in Wisconsin. Saw some of you there, which was good to see everybody. Osseo has some real exciting stuff coming up this year. They got a few new garments coming out, like a puffy jacket and, a brim beanie and some other things. They make good clothing, good people that work at Osseo, as you guys know. And I never say this on this podcast, but you guys can get 15% off at any time with my code ECHO15. I'm horrible about mentioning that. But ECHO15 is down in the bottom here. So if you guys order something, don't forget to use that code because, I don't really get anything out of it. But it helps you guys get 15% off. Been doing some like more writing in my life lately, which I know that sounds weird. But I've been getting up every morning and like spending an hour either listening to a podcast or a talk or some kind of just thing to make me smarter. And I've been writing about it. So I'll write like a page of notes about it. Like this morning, I listened to a 3-7 show and took a bunch of notes about it. And the other day, I heard a quote in one of these talks I was listening to. And the quote was from James Clear. And he wrote a book called Atomic Habits. And he had a quote that like kind of hit me real hard. I wanted to share it on the podcast because I think it kind of pertains to deer hunting. Will Echo 25 work? Zank, you can give her a try. If that doesn't work, I'd just use 15. The quote from James Clear was, "You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems." And I was like, man, that is freaking like true. And we always like in deer hunting, people always talk about goals. Like, what's your goals for this year? And it drives me nuts. And not in a way, I don't know. And because everybody has the same freaking goals, right? You're either a meat hunter or you're a trophy hunter and you want to kill the biggest deer that's around. And I think we get caught up in our goals and we kind of forget about, we have to enjoy the process of obtaining those goals. And if you don't enjoy that process, or if you don't set your daily routines and your scouting and your mapping, and your fitness for hunting and all that as a priority, your goals don't mean crap, man. They don't mean crap. And you're not going to achieve them if you don't put everything else in line. So I wanted to get on here and kind of talk about that for a little bit. This year I have not, like, I had some things in my head that I wanted to get done this year, for season. And I really haven't got any of it done. And it's not for any other reason than I just don't have time right now with the little ones and, you know, family stuff, which is fine. But if you guys are thinking this year, like, man, my goal this year is to shoot the biggest deer I've ever killed in my life, like, you better start thinking about that right now, because what you do today when you wake up or tomorrow when you wake up is going to have an effect on that. And if you don't think it is, like, you're wrong. Like, the guy that gets up and puts more into this is going to get more out of it. And I'm not telling you that you have to do like a deer hunting is super unimportant, right? Like, there's way more things in life that are more important than deer hunting, but I think it can apply. Like, this quote applies obviously more to life than deer hunting. And if you're trying to reach a goal, think about your system every day and fine tune that system until you're able to achieve something, instead of thinking about, like, you know, I had a goal. Well, me and my buddy Zank, we're going to run 50 miles, you know, that was my goal. And, like, I tried to, set my sights on, you know, running so much every week and this and that. And it's like, I probably set my goal too high. Like, 50 miles is a long run. So things like that to think about when you're deer hunting. Also, hello, John, 91083. It's good to see you, man. Glad you're in here. Lost in the Woods. What's up, man? David, I hope you're doing good. Hunting with Missouri. Hope you're doing good, man. There's nothing up hunting with Missouri. I've been watching the kids all day today. Me and Huck made a homemade ground blind in the living room out of a big box we got in the mail the other day. So that was kind of fun. But anyways, I wanted you guys to put in here, like, what are you guys doing in the comment section? What are you guys doing right now to achieve some of your goals? The shows are now over for me. I don't have any more Osseo Booth shows, so I'm going to have a lot more opportunity to start scouting, start kind of picking apart things that I need to do to set my goals and to achieve my goals this year. I really want to kill a deer, you know, in that 150 or better range in Indiana. That'd be a big goal of mine. Also, I'm going to go to Iowa. Well, knock on wood, I hope I go to Iowa this year with my 7 points. Going to get out there hopefully in a couple of weeks and do some scouting. And I don't know what my goal is out there yet. It's kind of to be determined. I'm working on thinking about what I'm going to do for scouting, how I'm going to figure out what I need to set my goals for Iowa. I got permission, or I confirmed my permission, I guess. I always had permission for a couple farms in Iowa. And I texted the farmer yesterday and he told me go ahead again this year. So I should have some private land to hunt in Iowa. You know, there's some cousins and whatnot to hunt it too, but I think they're gun hunters. MJ Outside says, one quote I remember from Dan's videos that always stuck with me is, don't get so caught up in big bucks that you forget the reasons God sent you on the journey in the first place. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good quote. People get caught up. I mean, it's okay to get caught up on big bucks. It just, you don't need to let it. It's tough when people let it take over their lives, right? I think I think Dan would even tell you he, whenever he was younger, it took over his life, and it was way too important to him. So, yeah, that's a good quote. I've heard, I don't remember that exact quote, but I've heard something around about, you know, heard him talk about that before. But what's up, Matt? Mushroom Matt? It was good seeing you this weekend, man. Zeke, it was good seeing you too this weekend. I got to go back up. Zeke says, I got a sauna today in the mail and set up. Sat in it for an hour and rolled in the snow for 5 minutes, only in underwear, always pushing to get healthier. Nice, man. My mom and dad have a little box sauna. It's pretty much enough room in it to sit down in. That's about it. But it gets up to about 140 degrees. And I sat in it a few times a week. But that's I haven't done a proper cold plunge yet. I've done the like the cold showers. I'm good at that, but the cold plunge I'm not so good at. Huck's yelling at me, so he's gonna come in here. He doesn't need anything. It's hard tail. It's probably who knows what, but we'll get interrupted here in a minute. But for Indiana, that might, I've been kind of bad about, and I've set these goals before in Indiana, and I'm talking to you guys about this. Anytime I talk to you guys about like life advice, because this is almost more life advice than deer hunting advice, but it's not coming from a spot of arrogance or I'm better than you. It's coming from a spot of, this is what I'm trying to work on in my life right now. So I'm trying to make it better and just sharing it because it's been helpful for me this year. And it's like I've in with my, like my health, right, or my fitness, I've been as fit as anybody I know. And then I've been also like a freaking turd, you know, like I've been just fat and can't run a mile and all that. And it seems like every time I've gotten fit, I found a way to enjoy the process of getting into shape. It was, you know, when I was younger, I really enjoyed lifting weights. And when I really got fit back then, I just loved lifting weights. I loved the process of lifting weights. I didn't even think about it. I wasn't really even thinking about being fit. It just was, I loved going to the gym. I also had time to spend 2 hours in the gym a day, you know. Then the second time I got really fit, which was, I was probably in better physical condition than I'd ever been in, was when I started elk hunting and back in like 2016-17. And I started to enjoy hiking with a rucksack on, and I would spend 2 hours a day hiking with 50 pounds on my back. And then after I didn't get done hiking, I would, do a thing called, was it called, Insanity, some DVD called Insanity. I didn't really lift weights. I just did those two things. And I got super, super fit, and I found myself enjoying it. And I think, like so many people with goals, like, oh man, here we go. You guys got me on my soapbox here. people don't meet their goals because freaking just to set a goal and meet it is hard, especially like, you know, with deer season being so far away, it's so easy to procrastinate. Like you think, oh, I got this summer that, oh, I can wait to start shooting my bow because it's so far away. And people put things off, man, because you're freaking lazy. You know, it's like, no, you got to start ticking away at all these little things right now. And if you wait until September to start this crap, you wait till September to start figuring out, well, this deer's here, this deer's there. I need to get my bow shot. I need to start scouting. It's like, no, it's too late, man. Unless you just got some blind luck in your pocket this year, it ain't going to happen. You know, the guy that had put all this effort into doing all these things to get himself prepared since January of last year, he's the one that's going to kill your big 180 inch deer or 130 inch deer, whatever it is. And also, like, this is for guys that maybe are new to hunting or don't feel like they got it figured out yet. I've heard so many people almost feel like they're giving up on it. Like they started scouting and they can't find what they're looking for. And it's just like, man, I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to go and, you know, sit in the same spot I always sit in and don't kill anything. You know, it's like, No, man, it's freaking hard, man. Like achieving what you want to in deer hunting or life, it's hard. And if it's going to be super hard starting off, like it's going to suck whenever you start, whatever it is. If you're going out to a new spot and you can't figure it out, you got to go to 40 different spots. 40 is probably an exaggeration, but you got to filter through 10 different spots to find the deer you want to hunt after. It's going to take a bunch of time. You're going to get frustrated and people give up. And the guys that end up killing the big deer or, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever a big deer is in your mind are the guys that like, just get up every day and go through the process. And, you know, some days you're going to get up and you're going to have, you know, especially if you're young and don't have any family, you're going to get up and you're going to like, man, I'd rather go drink beer on the golf course with my buddies, or you're going to go glassing, or you're going to go, you know, go for a run or whatever the case may be to get yourself ready for whatever deer season has in store for you. And if you don't start that right now, it's like you're behind. And the guy that worked hard and did the proper steps is the one that's going to get the kill that big deer you've been after. Now this is, you know, this is general advice. Obviously deer hunting, anything can happen in the kid that only hunts once a year for the last 5 years may kill your 180 inch deer during gun season or something. But in general, more you put into things, the more you're going to get out of it. So there's that. That was why I labeled this podcast, "Your Goals Are Stupid," because they are. Like, it doesn't matter what you say you're going to do. You got to put those things in actions, and your daily routine has to be some kind of productive method of reaching your goals. It can't just be like, you can't just say like, oh, I'm going to kill this year I'm going to kill a 150, and think it's going to happen. Like, no, man, it's not going to happen. You got to work hard for that stuff. So if you're not yet thinking about goals and thinking about how you can achieve them, you better start right now, because it's still March. You still got plenty of time, but things are going to get hot and buggy and nasty, and it's going to be turkey season. You're going to be chasing the stupid bird around instead of scouting. And then all of a sudden deer season is going to be here, and you're going to be like, well, crap, maybe next year, you know? All right. I went on my rant. Let's see if there's any questions that you guys have. Troutin Morales says he's been scouting 1 to 7 miles a day here in mid Michigan. Nice, man. That's good. That's what I used to do. When I was in my 20s, I hate to say how many miles I would. I'm not saying you're in your 20s. You just sound like me when I was younger. Zeke says his goals are to get a decent whitetail or make it out west. Watching a lot of whitetail adrenaline to learn where to look for them. Yep. You guys have a lot of whitetail adrenaline DVDs to go through. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. So I got Iowa. I don't know if I'm going to get out west this year. Me and Dave from Razor Broadheads got to talk about Kansas this year. We're doing our best to go out there again. That's going to be up to the draw, though. Sometimes it's out of your control. Bill says goals are a good thing to have. Make long-term goals, but have short-term goals to achieve your long-term goals. Discipline. Yeah, dude, I like everything you said there. I think the thing that people don't have sometimes is the discipline, right? Like, man, I've been trying to get in shape the last couple of years, and I've struggled with it because of my freaking horrible diet. And it's just like, yeah, I just need to be disciplined. And when I am disciplined, it all works out, right? Like, it happens. You get in shape, you feel better. But if you're not disciplined with anything in life, it doesn't help anything. Me, like, I've been trying to do some more things that will promote discipline, like getting up and working out. you know, I feel like if you get up and work out sometimes with my diet, it's better because I don't want to ruin my workout. You know, you get up and you do all this work by working out. You're like, man, if I eat, you know, whatever this evening, bunch of crap this evening, I'm going to ruin this workout I just did. Same with like writing in my journal here every morning. Like that helps me get my mind right and stay on track with the day. Helps me. Like I write down some YouTube ideas every morning. That gives me some motivation to get on here and create something for everybody. So yeah, if you guys have never tried journaling or writing things down, like it doesn't have to be an hour. Like it could just be like writing your thoughts down first for a little bit, writing your goals down or writing how you can achieve those goals. It does help a lot. Keeps you on track at least. Cause if you commit to writing, it's a discipline thing again, though. Like you got to commit to writing down every day. I just got one of these little notebooks. I got this at Goodwill, to be honest with you, for a quarter. They had like 20 of these things for a quarter apiece, and I bought them all. But I just get in here. However much I write, that just depends on, I don't know. Sometimes I don't write very much. Sometimes I write a couple pages. So write down my goals for the day and just go from there. Let's see here. Zeke says, my goals are a lot to just push the envelope. I am so safe when it comes to hunting. I need to push the limit so we can learn. Yeah, that's a good one, man. And a lot of times some people will set some goals that, you know, and you're kind of a, or some people are afraid to set goals, or they don't want to set goals because they're afraid of failing, right? Like subconsciously you're doing that. Like you're like, I don't want to do that because I may not make it or I may not achieve those goals. And I think that's a mistake because like, it's okay not to achieve your goals as long as you put in the work and the discipline you needed to give yourself the best effort. You know, we always tell Huck, like, buddy, we will never be mad at you for anything you fell at as long as you did your best. You know, he sometimes struggles with school a little bit, and it's not because he's not smart, because he's a very smart kid. It's because he does not try, and he gets distracted, or he'd rather be doing anything else other than sitting here and learn how to write this three, you know, number three. But it's like, buddy, you can do this. You do things that are way harder than writing a number three. Like you just need to sit here and do it. And that's like, that's discipline, right? Now he's four. So that's hard to explain to him, but it's no different than us. Like, you know, making sure that instead of hanging out with going to a bar at night or in the evening or whatever with a friend or a buddy, you're doing something productive. That's another form of discipline. So, let's see here. Yeah, it's an all year thing. That's right. Do a backflip. There's probably a couple months in the middle of summer that I don't do much for deer hunting just because it gets so dang hot and I don't like it. The ticks are super bad and all that. Lack of focus. Zank says lack of focus when you're spread too thin. Yeah, that happens a lot, especially with like, you know, guys our age, Zank, when you got a family, you got two jobs like you do, you get spread thin and all of a sudden you're like, you're doing too much and then nothing real productive gets done. Writing stuff down has helped me a lot. Like, cause I'm super scatterbrained anyway. And I writing things down keeps me on track because I'll listen to a podcast or something. I hear something I really like and I'll write it down and it really helped. Like I can refer to it again every morning when I open my journal. I'll like if I want to read something or something I did yesterday and read it, and it helps me kind of keep on track. Lost in the woods. Goal this year are to get my oldest son his first deer with a bow. Second oldest wants to start bow hunting as well. So if I can hunt on my own, it will be a bonus. That's awesome, man. Well, start thinking about some things, man, like getting your kids out shooting right now and getting them ready to go so that they are successful, you know. do a backflip. I have no idea what you mean by this this comment, man. I may have missed one of your previous comments. Anthony, this is a good little subtopic here. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worthwhile. Yeah. Also, man, like doing anything is hard. Like doing anything that's impressive or that you set your mind to, as far as like a goal you want to achieve, like it's worthwhile. It's also like it's freaking hard. Like if it wasn't hard, everybody would be doing it. Everybody, if getting if killing a big giant deer was easy, you know, everybody would be killing big giant deer. If being fit was easy, everybody would be fit. And it's just not the case. And the fact that, people are unwilling to put themselves through a little pain, voluntarily to get a reward at the end of it. Right. Like, it's just a fact of life. People would rather sit on the couch at night and eat potato chips and watch college football than exercise, get ready for deer season, prep for gear, you know, whatever the case may be, go out and, hike through the hills or the swamps or whatever. It's like, it's a lot easier to sit on the couch. And yeah, this is another good point, Zeke. The buck you work hard, the hardest for is the one you're going to be the most proud of. Yeah, man. Whenever you work hard for something and you achieve it and you do something you thought you maybe couldn't do, it's like, it's awesome, you know? Lost in the Woods says, work and family stuff has been crazy lately, but when I can, I will throw my youngest in the car seat and go drive new areas and try to find good tracks going across the road. Yeah, dude, you're doing it right now. Like you have whenever you have baby kids or kids that are in car seats still, like you got every excuse not to go. Like I didn't go to the store. I need to go get dog food and all kinds of other crap. Like I didn't go do that because I'm like, gosh darn, I got to get Hayes in the car seat. He got to eat here soon. Huck didn't want to go, so I'd have to drag him with me. And it's like, I didn't do that. And now that's a whatever. I didn't do that because I can do that tonight by myself. But like, you have every excuse not to go scouting. But you are like, you're getting the kids out there and doing it. It'd be easier for you to not take them, right? But you're doing it. So kudos to you. This is fun. Keep putting your goals in here, dude. We'll read them and we'll go over them and stuff. Jacob, the wild calling says, goals are important. The journey doesn't happen without the goals. The pursuit of those goals is what matters, but the pursuit doesn't occur without the goal. The key is to have something actionable to do every day in pursuit of those goals. That way, whether you achieve them or not, you've become better in the process. Yep. You can have it later, buddy. Not right now, though. Because I'm on a live show right now, okay? I can open the window myself. Okay, yeah. Then if you can open it, go ahead. Sorry, he brought something in here to eat. Asked me if I could have it. Let's see here. Do a few more here. The 3 D's, desire, dedication, and discipline. There you go, Anthony. Before we keep going, you guys know I've had Exodus as a partner forever now. They have their new 4K regular SD card camera. And you guys, in the description of the video here, there's a discount code for them too. I have a discount code for Exodus as well. I believe it's Echo 15 also, but double check, cause I think it could be BTE 15. I need to get everybody on the same page with the ad codes, because it's hard to remember which one's which. Those guys at Exodus, though, are awesome, man. Jake and Chad and Cameron and everybody else that works out there. They're super good guys. And they got that 5-year warranty, which is still the best in the business, if I'm not mistaken. So if you need some cell cameras or a regular card camera, make sure you guys go down in the description and get one of those. Zeke says, I don't write. I can't hardly chat. Man, start writing. You'll get good at it. Yeah, Bill, discipline is tough. It's a lifestyle change. Unfortunately, it's kind of hard. I've never heard anybody that had started to work out and or do something that is hard and regretted it. You know, it's like it is hard, and it's hard to be disciplined. But once you start being disciplined, it's hard to go back away from that. John, I'm sure that'll get you in good shape, pulling your 4-year-old around on your mountain bike. I used to run with the running stroller, and gosh, I'd imagine that's 10 times harder running with a running stroller than just normal running. Hey, MJ outside. It was good to see you. I know exactly who you are now. So thanks for stopping by, dude. It was good seeing everybody at the show up in the Dells this weekend. I saw a lot of people that watched the show. I think Zeke and Do a Backflip are talking about kids and discipline and whatnot, and that's a whole nother subject. Let's see here. Anthony says, to-do list, and if it ain't on the list, it ain't important. To-do lists are really good, actually. It's like I said, I am super scatterbrained, so if I don't write stuff down, I forget them anyways. Does anyone else have issues with scouting due to the snow load? I do not. We don't get much snow here, but I could feel it. I know the up north there's been pretty mild winter, I think. Yeah, with success there's failure. Dude, that's a really good topic. Like, you are going to fail so many times before you succeed, and until you figure that out and be okay with it, you know, it's going to be a tough road to bear. Any big guests coming on the show? Yeah, I got some people lined up, man. I'll let you know whenever I get everything firmed up. But one last thing before I go, I got to get off here. Lou over at Stealth Outdoors, make sure you guys go get you some stealth strips if you haven't got that yet. I talked to Lou this week, and he has a really cool new jacket that came out too. It's like a flannel, really heavy flannel jacket. Well, he has a hooded one and a collared one, and it's a sweet product. I ended up buying one off of him, and it's like a good jacket to wear around the house or going to town with it, and you can hunt in it as well. So get you some stealth strips. Lou doesn't have a code for you guys, but it's not like stealth strips are super, super expensive anyway. So go over stealthoutdoors.com and get you some stealth strips. Everybody, you're awesome. Thanks for getting on for this short little podcast. I'm going to do more of these during the week randomly when I have like this, I think, would helpful things for deer hunting to talk about. And I will talk to y'all next time. Bye.